This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, as we are doing our thingo, no doubt about that. So there you go. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Yes. Your neck of the woods is important as we are talking. Anyways, today's Tuesday, March the 19th of 2024, day 79th of the year, and only 287 days left to go. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Yes, a combination of things. We definitely are here at Radio Big and at Safety FM. There is no doubt about that. So we are coming across the multiverse as we are doing our thing. So how are you? How is your week so far? It is Tuesday. We have survived past day one. I always look at it as if you're living in survival mode in regards of what's going on in the week. It gets kind of weird because then you're looking forward to the weekend, and the weekend is not as exciting as people make it out to be. No, seriously. I'm just throwing that out there. So let's talk a little bit because there is some things we probably need to clarify. Number one, apparently we had all kinds of video issues yesterday in regards of certain platforms not receiving the data. So if you were on a video platform yesterday and you didn't get the info of what we were doing, yeah, it was definitely an issue on our end. No doubt there. Now, outside of that, we did, have the normal radio show, but apparently there was a delay on the Radio Big side. Yeah, I try to keep it as real as possible in regards to what was going on. So it was severely delayed for how the linkage was occurring over there. So you were cool on Safety FM, Radio Big, you were slightly delayed. But here's the thing that I want to talk about. If you go to safetyfm.com and you want to watch the video and do the visual radio, it's there. It is there working 24/7. Well, not 24/7 because we don't broadcast on that 24/7. The radio does. But the visual radio, yeah, it was up and running. So just information purposes. So if this is all new to you, our little show, we talk about safety in the news and safety. That's what our show is about. No doubt there. So we cover all of the information of what's going on in news in real time. So if you're listening to the pod version and it's a little bit later in the day, well, that news was as real as it was going on at the time that it was happening. That's how that goes. Then when it comes to the safety stuff, we'll do that during the main story is normally how it works, unless I go on some kind of a rant in between, because that is how this occurred. This was a rant show first, and then we moved everything from there. That's how that came about, so don't worry about that. We will take care of you. If you want to interact with the show, simple process, callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. We'll get everything moving and grooving for you. Yep, you move, you groove, we go from there. That's how that ends up working. So there you go. Call in radio, audio portion, video portion, text messaging portion. So you can do anything that you want to do on that side of the Aqua Zone. Pretty good stuff in regards to what's going on. So let me stop talking real quick about what is happening and let's start talking right away about what is trending.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the end of the end, Elon Musk promises to some major new design features in the next generation of Tesla cars, and Americans grapple with the realities of pandemic era learning losses. Also, Richard Simmons isn't dying, and Bruno Mars does not owe the MGM millions of dollars. We'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. Also, YouTube's Mr. Beast inks a deal with Amazon. Yeah, you heard me correctly there. And Eugene Levy talks about retirement. We'll talk about that in casting calls. So I guess we'll have to go deeper down the equation there today. Also, the Russian media makes bizarre claims about the king. We'll talk about that as we get into some deets there. So don't worry. All kinds of fun stuff to talk about today. So where do you want to go? Where do you want to hang today? What do you want to do? Because I got a little bit of everything, no doubt. No doubt for that Aqua Zone. So where would you like to start? I got some people waiting. Some people that are waiting and wanting to talk. If you're interested in that. No, seriously. So, let me tell you what I have. I have Mark Mayfield waiting. He wants to tell you about what's going on with the news. If you're ready for this, I'm ready for this, and we can do this right now and talk about what's going on in the news. So let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito claims the Biden administration constantly pestered Facebook.
It's treating Facebook and these other platforms like their subordinates.
The high court heard arguments Monday on whether the Biden administration's push to remove what they claimed was misinformation on social media platforms violated the First Amendment. Conservative Justice Alito said it was unusual that federal officials were repeatedly pressuring these social media sites to take down content, adding he saw a constant pestering of Facebook. Alito said he highly doubted the government would treat print media the same. The case focuses on communications from administration officials urging platforms to police information about the legitimacy of the 2020 election and the COVID-19 pandemic. A controversial Texas law that would allow local police to arrest anybody they believe is in the country illegally will remain blocked. Brian Shook fills us in.
The U.S. Supreme Court issued a statement Monday afternoon stating that the stay issued earlier will remain in effect pending further order of the court. The statement is signed by Justice Samuel Alito. There has been a back-and-forth court battle. Opponents claim that only the federal government has the right to enforce immigration law. The U.S. Supreme Court was asked to step in. I'm Brian Shook.
The Environmental Protection Agency is banning the last form of asbestos used in the United States. It applies to a type of asbestos used in car parts. According to the EPA, asbestos exposure is linked to more than 40,000 deaths in the U.S. In a New York City, Burger King is facing a $15 million lawsuit for allegedly allowing an open-air drug bazaar run by professional dealers. The resident behind the suit says the Burger King near City Hall has allowed dealers to have it their way for too long. The owner says he can't afford private security and it's a problem for the cops. The lawsuit says the fast food chain is violating New York's private nuisance law. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The US says senior Hamas leader Marwan Issa has died in an Israeli airstrike. Legislation to create an independent football regulator for the English Premier League is being set out by the UK government. The Bank of Japan's lifting its benchmark interest rate for the first time since 2007, and The Sun and TMZ have published pictures claimed to be of Catherine, Princess of Wales, on a shopping trip with Prince William amid ongoing speculation about her health.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Three people touted as black changemakers say political pandering won't work during this election cycle. Rebecca Hughes explains.
Essence magazine interviewed three Black Futures Now honorees, Maze Brown, Alfonso David, and Alicia Garza, to discuss important voter issues during another presidential election year. Brown and David both say black voters need to research every candidate's values and voting history to make sure that you vote for someone who shares your views. Garza says it's not over after the election. Instead, black voters should attend government meetings and stay involved in order to hold the politicians accountable when they don't deliver. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
As expected, attorneys for former President Trump and other Fulton County election interference co-defendants want an appeal regarding a Superior Court judge's decision keeping DA Fannie Willis at the helm of the prosecution. Mitch Evans fills us in.
Monday's request that Judge Scott McAfee grant the so-called Certificate of Immediate Review seeks to get permission to appeal his ruling to the Georgia Court of Appeals before a trial begins. They claim that Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade's resignation was, quote, insufficient to cure the appearance of impropriety the court has determined exists, end quote. McAfee ruled last Friday that Willis either recused herself and her office from the case or that her former lover Wade step aside. He then tendered his resignation. I'm Mitch Evans.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles III is alive following reports of his death in Russian media. Several Russian outlets ran with the news of the king's supposed death using an announcement dated March 18th that featured the palace seal. The palace and several British embassies issued statements denying the reports. Last month, it was announced that Charles had been diagnosed with cancer. And attorneys for Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed are asking she be released from jail and granted a new trial. Gutierrez-Reed faces 18 months in prison for negligence in loading the live ammo into Alec Baldwin's gun on set, causing the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this terrific Tuesday. Yeah, it is terrific that it is a Tuesday, and Tuesday is terrific. Yeah, that's how that goes. Anyway, so with that being said, let's start talking right away about some things that are going on in Elon's controversial interview with Don Lemon. The eccentric billionaire hinted at some exciting new features of Tesla's next generation vehicle. In particular, Musk said that Tesla is collaborating with one of its other companies, SpaceX, to incorporate rocket technology into the vehicle. While he stopped short of promising a flying car, but Musk did anticipate the Roadster model that can hit 60 miles an hour in under a second. Worth noting, the Dodge Challenger, the SRT Demon 170, has clocked at 1.66 seconds from 0 to 60. So, don't know. It'll be interesting to see what exactly happens there, no doubt. No doubt on that information. Also, Musk was also mused that the speed record is not even the most exciting thing about it, but said that he's going to wait on revealing more details until the full announcement is ready. This is according to the interview with Don Lemon. So there you go. So what do you think here? I don't know. You see, because here's the thing. The man's a genius. Let's not lie here. He's also a multi-billionaire, as you already know this. But sometimes, you know, he is way far ahead on what's going to be done before it actually gets done. I mean, let's use the existence of the Cybertruck. What was it? 5 years? 4.5 years? And I'm not picking here. I'm just saying that's the, you know, the distance of time. So you have to be kind of in that reality distortion field for a moment on trying to figure out when exactly it's going to occur. So what's near future? Is that 5-10 years down the road? I don't know. I am just asking the question.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, for years since the first days of the lockdown and social isolation blanketed the country, the New York Times has published some shocking findings about the effects on children of school closures. Among the findings, remote learning drove academic declines to more of a student spent time out of the classroom, the farther behind he or she is today. Also, there is a direct correlation between the time schools were closed and the extent of those students who fell behind and those who spent more time in the classroom. A fascinating catch of 22, though, is the biggest learning losses were found in democratic learning cities with high Black and Hispanic population. And then there's this, the head of COVID response at the University of California, San Francisco, says that the infectious disease leaders that have generally agreed that the school closures were not an important strategy in stemming the spread of COVID-19. This is according to the New York Times. So, I don't know what to say, because there seems to be a lot there. Because here's where it gets a little bit interesting, is when you start taking a look at some of the stuff. Because there was information about this, there was disinformation about that, and the more that you hear, the more you kind of go, which was which? I'm just asking. I'm just referencing. Because there seems to be a lot of stuff. So it's like, okay, this was not supposed to work, that wasn't supposed to work, this is supposed to work, but it didn't work. So I don't know. It's still confusing. I mean, hindsight's always 20/20, and looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy. Oh, no, that's a song, too. Okay, so let's see. Mystery street artist Banksy has struck again, this time in North London, and have painted a silhouette of a woman holding a pressure washer on the side of a building next to a tree stripped to a bare foliage in the green paint to represent the leaves. Banksy uploaded the picture of the project onto his own Instagram account, and the building owner, who's apparently currently looking for a tenant for the building, was surprised as anyone else for the graffiti popped up on one of its properties. He says that he has no plans to paint over it. So there you go. It's quite mad, to be honest, but to come down here and just to see all the crowds of people looking at the building, well, he tells the Guardian, I guess it's all good. So there you go. So take a listen to this, because this was making the rounds yesterday. United Airlines wants to get ahead of the recent problems with the airplanes, announcing the plans to add a day of training for pilots and expand the training curriculum to a new maintenance worker. CEO Scott Kirby called for the recent safety incidents unrelated in the statement, but added that they have our attention and have sharpened our focus. Worth noting, one former pilot and the airline safety consultant tells the Associated Press that the recent headlines are most sensationalized, calling the incident unfortunate, and that they are getting a lot of attention. But I don't see them showing erosion in the safety of a commercial aviation system. This is according to the Associated Press. So, I don't know. If you are about to hop on to a United plane this week, are you going to have some questions before you get on there? I'm not picking on United, but I mean, if you get a lot of attention and all of a sudden you're going to say, oh yes, we already had the safety protocol that we were going to put in place prior to anything happen, I think some people are going to probably ask some reasonable questions.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, well, that didn't last long. Despite massive restriction and increased police presence in Miami Beach, is getting rowdy with spring breakers. Over 270 arrests have been made since the beginning of the month, with the majority of them taking place this past weekend. Reasons for the arrests include disorderly conduct, drug theft, battery of law enforcement. Last year at this point, there was nearly 300 arrests. This is according to WPDE. So what do you think here? I mean, I don't know. I mean, how do you control the crowds? I mean, there's been news surfacing over the weekend that there was some shootings that happened in Jacksonville, Florida, at the beaches there. There was also New Smyrna Beach, which is not so far from Orlando, of a 16-year-old kid running around with a gun and pointing it at people. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you're expecting to control some of this. I guess that's what I'm trying to get to. It's a weird time. And I'm just talking about weird in general, about, you know, what ends up taking place. I don't know. So are you happy? Are you not happy? Are things the way that you want them to be? It's always weird stuff. It just is. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Let's talk about some money matters, because money does matter to a lot of us. That is for sure. So let's go ahead and talk about some stuff. So let's hear some Aaron Royale. No, like seriously, here's a Merit Royale.
As investors await guidance this week from the Federal Reserve on the future of interest rates, the markets are coming off a negative week as concerns about inflation have pressured stocks, sparking some anxiety that the Fed may be leaning towards keeping rates higher for longer. The Fed begins a two-day meeting with a decision Wednesday afternoon. Also in focus this week, data on housing and jobless claims, plus earnings from FedEx and Nike. Apple is reportedly in talks to license Google's Gemini AI engine to power some features in the iPhone. Silvana Anau reports.
Apple recently held discussions with OpenAI about possibly using ChatGPT. Now, a deal between Apple and Google would build on their partnership in search. Google has paid billions of dollars to make its search engine the default option in the Safari web browser on Apple devices. An AI deal would give Gemini a major edge, as Apple has more than 2 billion devices in active use.
Elon Musk is being accused of distorting the scope of the SEC's investigation into his 2022 purchase of Twitter. Mark Mayfield has the story.
The commission is attempting to get the ex-owner to sit for a deposition. The agency wrote in a new filing that Musk distorting the investigation is his only hope for establishing that the SEC is not seeking relevant evidence. The agency sued Musk in October to get him to testify in its probe of the purchase of the social media platform.
President Biden's re-election campaign raised over $53 million in February. The Biden campaign released new figures showing about 1.3 million donors have made nearly 3.4 million contributions and that 97% of those donations were under $200. The figures show Biden raised about $10 million in the 24 hours following his State of the Union address. Biden's campaign manager said, quote, "The stakes of this election couldn't be higher for the future of this country." Consumer and Business News, Aaron Royal, NBC News Radio.
Okay, thank you, Aaron Royal, for that information right there. No doubt about that. The Dow gained about 75 points to close at 38,790 on Monday. The S&P added about 32 points to close at 5,149. And the NASDAQ increased by 130 points to close at 16,103. West Texas Intermediate closed at $82 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $86 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.46, and Bitcoin climbed and then stalled again on Monday, down over 1%, trading just around 67,500. There was more than 4,020 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, with about 60 such cancellations, and tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $875 million jackpot or a $413.5 million cash payout. So, if you want to play the game, it is time to do so. So, there you go. There you go. What do you think? I'm just asking. Some people are going to be very excited about, you know, playing the game. I mean, wouldn't you be? You know, thinking about the bigger picture. I don't know. I'm just saying. Anyways, 27 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's continue talking because we got all kinds of stuff. So take a listen to this. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that he has agreed for a prisoner swap involving leader Alexei Navalny just a few days before his death. On Sunday, Putin was asked by NBC's Keir Simmons whether he had agreed to exchange Navalny for several people in prison in the Western countries. Take a listen.
Till now, he'd never publicly mentioned Alexei Navalny's name. And tonight, the White House denying knowledge of a prisoner swap.
We have not heard a Russian official raise Navalny as part of a prisoner swap in any of those conversations.
Okay, the National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Putin said that he agreed to the condition Navalny never returned to Russia, but unfortunately he died before the exchange could become a reality. Some of Navalny's supporters have alleged that he was murdered to stop the possible prisoner swap that would have seen him and two other Americans freed. So there you go. So some stuff to think about. Also, another successful SpaceX launch has taken place from California, Vandenberg Space Force Base. And this one could have been seen by hundreds of miles away. Phil Farrar has more deets.
It was described as a dazzling streak of light across Los Angeles' twilight sky Monday night. An illumination could be seen 500 miles away in Phoenix, Arizona. SpaceX's Falcon 9 payload with 22 Starlink satellites with a spectacular launching from Vandenberg Space Force Base more than 150 miles north of L.A. In San Diego, those who looked up at the heavens called newsrooms, police departments as they reported a rocket soaring above tall trees over hills and bright contrails appearing across the Earth's sky. I'm Phil Farrar.
So in other words, are you trying to tell me that people were freaking out in regards of what was going on? Because that's definitely what it sounds like. I mean, what do you think here? Could you imagine all of a sudden contrails all over the place and you're going, what's going on, man? I mean, no doubt about that. So just give that some thought process as we are talking. Anyways, take a listen to this. Two new off-duty NYPD officers, one is a police lieutenant, two police officers and one police lieutenant are facing drunk driving charges and separate crashes. Take a listen to this. No, seriously, take a listen to this.
Police say Lieutenant Edward Lawyer was charged with DWI and refusing a breath test after he crashed Sunday night on Pelham Parkway North in the Pelham Gardens section of the Bronx. His car landed on its side. Lawyer, a 14-year veteran, was treated for minor injuries and was suspended without pay. Hours later, police say off-duty officer Octavio Green sideswiped a car about 6:30 Monday morning near Merrick Boulevard and 125th Avenue in St. Albans, Queens. Besides DWI, Green also was charged with refusing a breath test. Lisa Salvati, NBC News Radio, New York.
Okay, thank you, Lisa Salvati, for that information right there. Take a listen to this, where nearly 1,000 Americans have reached out to the State Department for help in Haiti, where gang violence has plunged the nation into chaos. Mark Mayfield has the deets.
A State Department spokesperson says people have been filling out crisis intake forms online as the U.S. tries to get people out on chartered flights. Not all of the people who filled out a form are trying to leave, but many are, and the government continues to evaluate transportation options. More than 30 Americans were evacuated Sunday to Miami. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Okay, thank you, Mark Mayfield, for that. Take a listen to this. Baltimore City Police are asking for the public help to locate a man accused of two sexual assaults in the area of Gwynn Falls Parkway. 70-year-old Gregory Hightower allegedly groped and robbed a girl who was walking to the Connection Charter School earlier this month. Tia Mack is warning her younger relatives about the attacks.
I got younger nieces, and they don't all drive, so they walk up and down the street too. So, yeah, I hope they really do catch them.
Okay, Hightower is suspected in the January 3rd sexual assault in 2300 block of Gwynn Falls Parkway. City police have posted a photo of Hightower on their social media sites. He is 5'11", weighs about 184 pounds. Anyone with information of whereabouts of Gregory Hightower is asked to call 911. Tia Mack says there are other school kids in the area.
I ride that way coming from work, and there's a lot of kids go to school up there.
So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world. And as we talk about, and man, does sometimes things get extremely weird as we are talking. No doubt about that. Anyways, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So why don't we go ahead and do our main story?
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time, because that is what we do. We talk about some stuff. No doubt about that, because what else would we be doing if we were doing anything else at this particular portion in time? No, seriously, we would be doing nothing else besides yapping. You know, yapping. Because what else are you going to be doing? So there you go. So here's the thing. We talk about all kinds of interesting stuff. At least I think that it's interesting all the time as we are hanging and doing all that kind of fun stuff. And I think that sometimes, you know, sometimes we are not in tune with reality. We are not in tune on what we expect our workplace to be like, and we are not in tune with some things that we hope that would happen and some things that we hope that work would be like. Now, listen, I understand that people want to be excited about going to work, and people want to be excited about doing certain things and all that kind of fun stuff, and that's cool and everything. But what is the reality of when you get to work? Why is it that there are times that people believe that there's going to be this very high level of expectation of the work that they do? Now, like, seriously, and I don't mean that in a bad way, so bear with me just a moment. But I think that sometimes some of us look at our job and go, man, you know what we need? We need our work to be very similar to this. Now, if you're watching on the screen, now, like, seriously, if you are watching on the screen, you will see some different stuff. That's for sure from compared to what we normally do, but people expect this to happen.
Every night at this hotel, people gather around this elevator for a special tradition to cheer on this guy who switches out a panel on the floor to the next day. And some people even go out of their way just to book a night at this hotel so they can witness this man doing his job. Would you take this job?
So there you go. So people are super excited about this man doing his job, and he's doing his job. And apparently some people really have some high expectations on how some of these things would look from time to time. And listen, realistically, you know, I think that that's more of an ego trip for some, and that's okay. It's not like the guy is doing anything wrong. I mean, he's essentially changing out a placard inside of an elevator and moving forward. And here's the thing. Why is it that some people, as they get into our little industry, they have these weird expectations that because you filled out a JSA, because you filled out a near miss report, because you might have saved the company millions of dollars, that there's some weird expectation that people are going to cheer for you. Like, you know, I jokingly say around here, if you've listened for quite a while, that, I wish we had entrance music every time that you walked into a room. That way you can kind of go, oh, okay, this person has just walked in and all that kind of stuff. You know, that would be via La Professional Wrestling in regards to some of those things. But as you take a look at this and you go into it and you go, okay, cool. Why does it get so weird that expectations versus reality? And yesterday we were talking about safety committees if you hung around here. But it's always amazing to me on when I have conversations with people and they go, I want to feel appreciated. And I ask, what exactly are you looking for? And I try to take a little bit of a deeper dive. You have some unrealistic expectations, such as that thing that you just saw. I mean, I just don't know what the reality of it is going to be in regards to what's going to happen. So do you think that people are going to cheer for every move that you do? It's not professional sports that you're doing. And listen, I understand that there is a level of ego involved with some of this stuff. I get it. I mean, I understand it. I can understand where people are looking at it. But what exactly is the reality of what should be occurring? Opposed to what you just saw? Like, seriously, how do you give that some consideration? Like, what thought process do you go through and go, okay, this is how it should be? I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to be level-headed when it comes to some of this stuff and not have an unrealistic approach. So when you look at this and you go through it and you think about it, what exactly goes through your mind? I'm just trying to understand everything. How do you look at it? Or am I saying everything or anything that you consider Lee is totally off kilter?
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Here is what you've missed on the Rated R Safety Show.
I understand that when you're trying to do some marketing stuff, you are trying to sell some hype bullshit. But for you to start going and saying, oh, yes, we're doing this event and it's a heated debate before it ever happened. I mean, maybe it's shitty wording or poor wording, but man, how weird are we getting nowadays that we're so desperate for some of these conferences to get stuff done? And listen, I don't care what you do, who you are and all that. At the end of the day, I thought the goal wasn't about the heated debate. I thought the goal here was having conversations that could evolve, conversations that could lead you somewhere else.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. I know you won't, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. 1 in 6. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Realize all the cruel intentions.
Okay, there you go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show, simulcasting via Safety FM and Radio Big. Yeah, always some good times going on around here, no doubt about that. So there you go. This right here, this is Shapeshifter. This is by Step Rockets. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music, just in case you were wondering. And if you're not wondering, well, I guess I just told you anyways. So there you go. Now, thanks to Step Rockets for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. We always enjoy doing some new musica around here, because it's always a good time. Like, seriously. So there you go. So let's get into it. Oh, she keeps on changing it up. So there you go. Yeah, thank you to Step Rockets for allowing us to play this on the Rated R Safety Show. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected and help, and To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says Find Help. Listen, once you get there, there's all kinds of information, anything related to addiction, depression, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support resources, just to name a few. It might not be information that you need today, but it might be information that somebody else does. So it never hurts to have this available to you. There is no doubt about that. So To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com, that will get everything moving and grooving for you. To Write Love on Her Arms. There you go. TWLOHA.com. So there you go. To Write Love on Her Arms, you're able to find information right there. And listen, if you can't find what you're looking for, here's the great thing about it. There's also a section where you can suggest programs for them to actually put into their the plethora of stuff that they have, you know, to see if it's available. And don't get me wrong, there's all kinds of stuff in there. So I think you're going to have a hard time not finding. Yes, you heard me correctly. A hard time not finding what you're looking for. Because you're going to find what you're looking for is essentially what I'm trying to get to. So there you go. Anyways, let's start talking a little bit more about some other things that are going on inside of the world, because we need to talk about that. So let's talk about some cartoons for a moment. What musical artist is your absolute favorite to crank up when you're behind the wheel? You may want to start playing the hits artists like Drake and Ariana Grande, because new research has found that listening to them and artists like them can make you drive better. Yeah, drive better. So you're becoming a better driver. A study by Auto Trader tested that drivers' hazard perception while music of the 20 popular artists is played. The higher the scores meant that the participants identified and reacted to hazards faster while listening to that artist. And Drake listeners scored a 59.5 out of 75. Grande and Eminem fans tied in second with a 58.5, while Billie Eilish listeners came in third with a 57. The rest of the top 10 went like this. BTS listeners and The Weeknd tied at 56.5, Beyonce at 55.5, Foo Fighters 55, Harry Styles 54.5, and 1975 at 54. Megan Thee Stallion fans scored a 37.5 below the test passing grade of 44. Rolling Stone fans would have scored even lower than Megan, but none of them still have a license. Yeah, I don't care how safe your driving is. If you put on a stinking Watermelon Sugar song, I think I'm walking. I mean, I don't understand if you're listening to Harry Styles and you're listening to Watermelon Sugar, how you're really focusing on the road. Just saying.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I'm just saying, don't get mad at me. Anyways, take a listen to this. The owner of a food truck in Long Island is recovering after several stab wounds after chasing a man who robbed and attacked an elderly woman. Brian Takoon says that he witnessed the attack the morning of March the 10th and pulled over to help the woman.
I asked her if she was okay and what had happened, and she said that her belongings had been stolen by a gentleman running down the street.
Takoon got into a fight with the robber but managed to get the woman's cell phone back. He thought that he dislocated his shoulder but decided to drive home. During the drive home, he felt like that he was sick and called 911. He was then taken to the hospital. The doctor discovered that he had been stabbed in the upper torso and the rib cage. He suffered a punctured lung and internal bleeding. Police later found and arrested the suspected attacker. Takoon is not able to work while he recovers, but has been getting donations from the community.
The community has definitely backed us up and shown a lot of love and support. Definitely means a lot to us. Want to, you know, say thank you to everybody for, you know, keeping us in mind, showing the love, the support that, you know, I need at this time.
Yeah, a lot of love. That's always important. Him going out of the way to try to help an elderly woman behind a counter in a small town. Now, that's a song as well. Man, I need to shut up about that. Anyways, a Boston police officer is injured after being shot in the line of duty. The unidentified officer was shot last night, and a bulletproof vest like prevented serious damage. Police Commissioner Michael Cox has more.
We issue those vests for a reason, and I don't want to speculate, but for that vest, I don't know if we'd be saying the same things.
The unnamed male officer was taken to the hospital in Boston, a police cruiser, and his injuries are not considered life-threatening. The shooting came during a call for a domestic incident, and an unattended suspect was taken into custody. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. Also, take a listen to this one. The suspect accused of killing two people on the campus of UC Colorado Springs will be evaluated to see how competent they are to stand trial. His attorney also asked for the hearing yesterday to push back the preliminary hearing for 2 months because of the cyber attack at the public defender's office, but the suspect asked to make it sooner.
Can that
date
come faster,
like,
to preliminary hearing? Oh, I would say, like, can that date come up faster?
Okay, a judge granted a competency request from the defense lawyers yesterday. Nicholas Jordan is accused of killing his roommates and a woman inside of a dorm room last month, just hours after he asked to withdraw from school. The 25-year-old is due back in court on April the 12th for an update on the evaluation. That means that his preliminary hearing is set for next week, will be postponed for now. So there you go. Also, this real quick coming in, the Ventura County Transportation Commission is launching a free shuttle service to help people get around the huge landslide. The loose landslide blocking Highway 150, both north of Santa Paula. Daniel Martindale has more.
The northbound and southbound shuttle service will run on weekday mornings and afternoons starting tomorrow. It will feature stops at Steckel Park, Thomas Aquinas College, Santa Paula City Hall, and other local landmarks. A full schedule and list of the stops is available online at goventura.org. The landslide, which was triggered by heavy rains last month, is not expected to be even partially cleared until May at the earliest. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Okay, thank you, Daniel Martindale, for that information right there. With that being said, let's do this. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Brian. John Stuart Mill said, "One person with a belief is equal to 99 who only have interest." What a great quote. Have you ever met somebody who worked somewhere but they didn't really believe in where they work or what they do? They would be part of the 99 in this quote. I remember going to a very popular steakhouse. I asked our server, "So what's the best steak?" She quipped back with, "I don't know how to answer that. I am a vegan." Now, I have nothing against anyone who chooses to be a vegan. That is your right. More meat for me, man. But what a weird place to work if you're a vegan. Why at a steakhouse? In this scenario, she's not even part of the 99. She didn't even have interest. Belief really matters.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
More teens in the U.S. are experimenting with the psychoactive substance Delta-8. A survey funded by the National Institute of Health finds that at least one or two students in every average-sized high school class used the intoxicating substance last year. Delta-8 is a chemical compound found in cannabis and hemp plants. The director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse says it's important to pay attention to what kind of cannabis products teens are using because cannabis use in general has been associated with negative impacts on the adolescent brain. And New York City health officials say they'll no longer ask certain questions when patients come in for an abortion. That includes your birthplace, date of birth, or marital status, or the names of primary health care providers. The health department says the new guidelines will protect the privacy of out-of-state patients who come to New York for an abortion. Health updates, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Always replicated, but never duplicated. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Should we talk about this real quick? Maybe we should. So take a listen to this. Trader Joe's is recalling its branded cashews due to concerns that it may be contaminated with salmonella. And Brian Shook has more.
The FDA said that cashews produced by Wenders LLC of Dublin, California, tested positive for the bacteria. The Trader Joe's nuts, 50% less sodium roasted and salted whole cashews, were sold in 16 states across the U.S. There have been no reports of illness related to the recalled cashews. Consumers can bring the recalled cashews back to the store for a full refund. I'm Brian Shook.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do this real quick. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. President George W. Bush announces that the American and coalition forces were beginning to strike Iraq. Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein went into hiding and would remain on the run until October of 2005. In the meantime, no nuclear weapons were discovered, though the invasion was largely predicated on their supposed existence. This happened back in 2003. As we look at some birthdays for today, let's take a look at a few of them. A.J. Lee turns 37. Cassie Anthony turns 38. Theo Vaughn turns 44. Jake Weber turns 60. Mary Shear turned 61, Andy Reid 66, Bruce Willis 69, Harvey Weinstein 72, Glenn Close 77, and that's going to probably do it for birthdays for today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's International Read to Me Day, World Social Work Day, National Chocolate Caramel Day, International Clients Day, National Poultry Day, National Let Laugh Day. So there you go. That's some days you can definitely celebrate if you're so inclined to do so. No doubt about that. If you need a random joke for today, well, I sure can come up with something. I think I can. Maybe I can. So now that I think about it, I've ever seen anyone laughing all the way to the bank. I've never seen that before. Also, if you need a random joke for today, try this. Now, I just said that. If you need a phone starter, try this. What cheesy song from your childhood do you still love? Anyone want to sing it to us, by the way? I mean, you can do call-in radio to do that. I'll probably take that call. Let's see. If you need something for the water cooler, try this. For 23% of people, this is the first thing that they do each morning. What is it? Check their horoscope. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for you. I'm sorry that this happened. Anyway, so that's going to sum up our time together. I really do appreciate you hanging out with me. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out over there. If not, you can hang out on this side of Safety FM, and you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus. No doubt about that. If you want to do that, no doubt whatsoever. So as you do that, he'll be here hanging out with you. If you come over with me, well, we'll be listening to music and entertainment news and all that kind of fun stuff, and we'll play some songs as we do that. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I'd like to leave you with this. I'd rather be happy than right any day. So keep that in mind. So there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it doesn't make any sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.